doesn't, you know, turn all the way into the wall of the building, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Radio Shack, like a TV rotor, that does, those do have a little bit of play in them, but for a four-element beam, a three- or a four-element beam, they'll work quite well.
Well, the problem is, you know what happens? If I do that, install that, you know what I'm going to go for. You know I'm going to be hunting for a 13-element to go bananas, so that's why I kind of not trying to do that, because I go bananas.
Yeah, well, nowadays you probably can't find them anymore, but I used to go to the people with the old-fashioned TV antennas on the roof and ask them if they want to, if they don't use it, if they want to donate it. And, yeah, you could easily make a good 2-meter beam out of an old television antenna.
Yeah, well, a couple of years ago, and it's still there. I know where it is. I know where there is a VHF 4-bay Sinclair sitting on a 20-foot tower. The guide wires are almost falling off on a 2-story building, and I'm sure that the owner would love someone to take it. It's a beautiful aerial, but to hell with it. I tried to offer it to one of the clubs as intel for them to pick it up. They never bought it. But it's still there. I may just do the honors, take it down, and make some money off it. They're worth a lot of coin.
Yeah, they're rock solid. You say it's a 2-element Sinclair? You should probably keep it for yourself.
No. It's
there.
A little taller now. It's
a
4-bay VHF. And it's in our spectrum because I remember they were running around 150 megahertz, some type of paging thing or some damn thing. But it wouldn't take much to tune the rod on it. That's for sure. Thanks for the audio check.
Oh, thanks for the audio check.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the link is dropping or what. But my transmit receive screen is going a bit weird here. So if I lose you, I'll try it on Surrey Echolink.
Yeah, we'll leave it alone for now. I want to get this antenna done and over with and clean up the patio after windstorm. Nothing really drastic or anything, but there's always a place for a zip tie that may have rattled during the storm.
It's better to rattle than to fall over. Okay, keep it true, keep it real. We'll catch you in a bit.
Yeah, I've got to tell Hiroshi that lingo. That one's a good one, too. 73VA, 7 Whiskey Delta V7OR.
Have a good day. If you can't have a good day, have a great day. But, yeah, that's always my favorite. Keep it true, keep it real. VA, 7WD.
7OR is clear.
Vic, direct with 7 Julia Bravo X-ray, portable monitoring RPT.